Podcast. I'm David Pensick, Communications Manager for SCLO Center Region Library. We are located in the heart of downtown State College on the corner of Beaver Avenue and Allen Street, as well as online at sclolibrary.org. And this episode is dropping on Wednesday, June 3rd, 2020. So we have hit the month of June. Hope your start to the summer has been going well. And of course, a lot's been happening here in this region with Center County going green, if you will, and Governor Wolf's plan to reopen Pennsylvania with the coronavirus due to the coronavirus. As far as SCLO is concerned, as of this recording, nothing new to announce. We will be announcing very, very soon. It might have been announced by the time this episode actually drops, about how you'll be able to pick up books and materials you place holds on. So that will be announced. We're hoping to actually be doing that as early as next week, the week of June 8th. So our best place to find the information on that will be at sclolibrary.org, as well as our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. We have a YouTube channel, and we'll be getting information out to the media as well. So that will be coming very, very soon. We know people are anxious to do that, and that's great with summer, especially with summer readings starting. So just look for that announcement very soon. It might it might be out by the time this episode does actually come out. So, but we appreciate everyone's patience and understanding and support of SCLO during this time. We are anxious to continue to have more of our services open up, and eventually the building. We are still in the process of thinking, figuring out the timing on that, because our top priority is the health and safety of everyone in terms of our staff, volunteers, the people in this community, our patrons. So that is our top priority, but we are anxious to have continue to open up in a slow but thoughtful manner the services, and have you be able to pick up your books and materials that you want, especially with summertime here. So thank you again for your continued support and patience as we're all working through this new situation. So, but we're looking forward to having you be able to pick up books. For this episode, again, other things that have changed because of the coronavirus was school. And this episode, we're welcoming back high school seniors, state high seniors. Well, they have graduated now. Madeline Lawrence, Sid Rocky, and Mac Campbell. They joined us last October when we were having our Teen-tober celebration. And obviously, this has been kind of for all students, a difficult time, but especially for seniors to miss out on some things and to end their school careers, their high school careers this way. In terms of proms or graduation ceremonies, the state college has been great in terms of they had a light the night to honor high school seniors in this region, all seniors, and they had the parade. So the community has really come together to honor and celebrate seniors, and we thought it'd be a good chance to do that here on the podcast. So we are welcoming back Madeline Lawrence, who is going to be going to Washington College, Sid Rocky, who's going to be going to Penn State, and Matt Campbell, who actually finished up her high school studies in the winter and started taking Penn State courses during the spring semester she continued them online when things got interrupted with COVID-19. So I hope you enjoy my conversation with Madeline, Sid, and Mac as we take time to honor the high school seniors in our area. I guess the first question, just obviously given the circumstances, wanted to see how has school been going since I guess spring break ended, everything changed. How have things been going? And maybe Sid, start with you?
Yeah, so it's been really different and it's been a difficult transition. It's been the hardest thing for me in the transition from like into online school has been finding the motivation to actually do the assignments. And like waking up at a decent time where I can get all of the work done and then I still have time in my day to do other things. But it's also been hard to find other things to do with my day, besides just sit on my bed and either watch Netflix or Hulu or whatever. So that's been the hardest thing for me. I don't know about Mac and Madeline, but.
Yeah, Madeline, how about you?
Yeah, I agree with that. Definitely find motivation because it is now pass fail. So if you get a 60% in the class, it's an automatic 100%, which is also kind of nice because I kind of get to pick and choose what I have to do. And I don't have to put all this pressure on myself to complete all the work that I don't think will benefit me in the end. Like if it's just busy work, I tend to focus now more on the things that help me learn the most, things that help me prepare most for my AP tests and things like that.
And Mac, I guess you obviously have a different perspective. You were taking courses at Penn State, and how's that been going?
It was an interesting switch, just like having professors try to switch over their lesson plans, because I had like a lot of my professors still wanted to do in-person meetings, but just due to like I have a 9 a.m. class, but due to like time schedule differences, like kids would have had to wake up like incredibly early. So like they were trying to balance like actually having in person to make sure that like kids are still showing up to class and making it accessible for people who can't go to the in-person at the moment. Like, so like it was interesting, like trying to keep track of this class is a class where I need to log on to a Zoom. This class is the class where it's a recorded lecture, but then there's a Zoom actually during the class to watch the recorded lecture together. Like it just, it was interesting, the switch and trying to get used to that.
Yeah. What have you guys missed the most about not being in class in person, just being in school? I guess Madeline, if you want to start, like what's been things that you've missed the most?
I think a lot of people will agree with me just seeing people. I mean, when you're in it and like throughout the year, it was kind of exhausting. You just go to class, you hate it like normal. But once it's taken away, especially our senior year, you realize how beneficial it really is to be around people and how much more bearable it makes school. So yeah, that's what I miss.
How about you, Sid?
Yeah, I feel that way too. And the idea that I'm not going to be able to see a lot of the people that I was around for a really long time ever again, like maybe some friends that I'm not super close with, but I still enjoy talking to and I still enjoyed being around. I'm never going to be able to ever see them again. And I never got to say goodbye to them. That's been something that I've been dealing with and struggling to deal with, that sort of thing. And then all of the things that we're missing out on as seniors, like even I was really excited to drive to school on the last day of school, realizing that it was the last day of school for me ever. And then driving home in the car that I drove to my first day of kindergarten in, like that sort of stuff, like that I was really looking forward to is now gone and not really, I just can't get it back. And I understand that like there are bigger things than that. Like the world is all going through, we're all going through this together, and I'm trying not to be angry about it just because I feel really guilty feeling bad about it, just because I'm trying to be understanding of the situation. I'm trying to just be respectful of the doctors and nurses and everyone on the front lines and everything, and staying home.
And you, Mac, is there anything you've been really missing? Or?
I miss, like, right around spring break is when I was finally getting used to, like, college life, being on campus. Like, I was finally starting to get used to that. I had finally started to make friends in some of my classes and in my building and stuff. And all of a sudden it was like that just stopped like that, like, and I know I'm gonna have to go through that like transition period again next year, which is not fun, but like I do really miss that. And then I also miss, because I was still going to do things like with the senior class, like I still wanted to go walk at graduation and take part in those types of things, so I'm missing that as well. Which, yeah,
is graduation not having that, is that probably one of a big thing? I mean, how has have you and the maybe your classmates felt that you're not going to have that traditional ceremony?
Yeah, that's been a very big like debate topic within our class. Like some people have made petitions saying, let's just have one anyways. And everyone's like, no, that's not safe. But
good idea.
Yeah. For example, today I went to pick up my cap and gown at the school this morning and I had it and I was like, why do I have this? Like, it was like really disappointing. Like at first I was kind of okay. Like I understood, but then having the cap and gown, I was like, well, why do I even have this? Like, I'm not even going to be able to wear it. And I got kind of down about it. So yeah, it's really disappointing. Like I've been thinking about it more. It is really disappointing, but again, I truly do understand. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel very similarly. So the school district is having a virtual graduation ceremony that will be broadcast on June 6th, which would have been our graduation ceremony, our commencement day. And I've been trying to think about, like, this is going to be great. I get to be with my immediate family, and then we're going to try to make the best of it and maybe even just project it at our house, like on our driveway, and try to make the best of it there. And we'll wear our caps and gowns and everything and try to have our own ceremony. But I realize that it's just not going to be the same, and it's not going to have the same sort of like, yes, I did it, I achieved something kind of feeling that walking across the stage would have had. But I'm also trying to think about like the petition that some of our classmates put together was really, I feel, very insensitive and very, it was just very aggravating for me. And I know both Mac and Madeline feel the same way in that sort of regard. But yeah, I understood where the frustration that the people who created the petition felt, but I don't think they truly really thought about what they were doing when they were doing it.
For you, yeah. I mean, even though you had finished, I mean, was graduation something that you were looking
for? I was really looking forward to it because there was talk, like, so a majority of my family does live around 5 hours away at the closest, but there was talk of people coming to visit, which was going to be really fun, just hanging out with like family friends and all that. I was looking forward to just celebrating. And then kind of like what Sydney was talking about earlier, like going back and seeing people that I hadn't seen, like friends who from classes that I wasn't really close with, but I still wanted to say goodbye to and stuff, like going back and seeing them one last time. Like I was looking forward to that, but now we can't do that.
I guess looking back, are there do you have a favorite teachers that you would have liked to, even whether high school or even middle school, elementary, that you would have liked to go back and say thank you or had an impact that that impacted you throughout your school career?
I think, yeah, definitely. One thing that the senior class gets to do is walk through their elementary school, to just see teachers and to feel kind of be able to thank them for everything that they've done for us. I was really looking forward to that, and not having that has been really difficult, but I'm going to reach out to teachers and maybe email them or even send them like a video message and be like, hey, thank you so much. And teachers that I had this year it's just weird, like, to think about all the things that I would have been able to do, like saying goodbye to teachers, even teachers that I only had like this year, not being able to say goodbye to them is difficult.
Yeah, I was going to talk about the elementary school walkthrough too, because I think some of my most impactful teachers I had in elementary school, like that's, yeah, I think those are the people that helped me to grow the most when I was a kid. So not really being able to go back there and say like a final in-person goodbye to like where I grew up and the town and the teachers that helped me grow to the person I am today is really saddening to me. But yeah, I'll also try to reach out to.
Yeah, the same as what both Sid and Mad said. The elementary school teachers, I'm definitely very sad about not being able to see them again. And then even a couple like high school teachers who like encouraged me through like just everything, not being able to go back one final time and say like, hey, thank you for everything you did. Like, you helped me be the person I am today. Like, just and a goodbye and all that is sad.
This will obviously be probably when you think of your high school career, you know, this probably will stand out, but on a more positive sense, what are some moments from school that are going to stand out to you that you'll remember maybe more fondly than what you're experiencing right now?
Well, I made all of my best friends I made in high school. All of my best friend groups and best moments I've had with them have been in high school. And I think high school is definitely the moment, like the time in my life I'll remember most when I grow up. Like, I don't remember much of middle school. I don't remember much of elementary school, but high school is where I like kind of met my people, found my group, found what I enjoyed doing, like my passions and things. So high school is where I discovered all of those wonderful things in my life.
Yeah. And I think high school is also that place where you mess up and then you learn from it and then you learn all these life lessons and gain so many tools. And there are a lot of times that I failed in high school and a lot of times where I was really anxious to do something and then did it and then realized it wasn't so bad. And those sorts of experiences that I've had and those lessons that I've learned from those experiences, I will always remember. And then also just, I remember walking into high school on like the first day of ninth grade and being like shaking and anxiety, those sorts of things. And then learning to be comfortable in the environment and all those sorts of things. I know that it's going to be similar whenever I walk onto campus for the first time in the fall. If I walk onto campus for the first time in the fall, who knows? We don't know, but those sorts of things and learning how to sort of come back from that has been really impactful to me.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of things that I'm going to look back on fondly, just like mainly like memories with friends, like, and honestly just the high school experience, I guess you could say, like lunches and hanging out like at different events and all that, and dances, and just, yeah, like it was the place where I like learned who I was and like grew as a person. So
how have, I know you mentioned the letter, but I mean, overall, how have you, your classmates and, or even the teachers, how do you feel people have handled this situation? What have you noticed or seen?
I think teachers have been very supportive, and I really appreciate what they've been doing. This is as much of a transition for them as it is us. And I know they really miss us too, so that's been very hard, but I think they're doing a lot. They're putting a lot of effort into making sure that, especially for seniors, our senior year has a beneficial and happy ending to it, despite everything. So I've noticed it for teachers especially, they've been very, very supportive and put a lot of effort into this. And
yeah, I think the fact that teachers were able to come up with lesson plans and like just totally move everything that they had intended to do in person online in like 2 weeks notice is amazing. And I just think that I just have so much respect and admiration for them for being able to do that. As far as like classmates, I think that every single person that you talk to about this will tell you the same thing. Motivation has been hard. Like getting out of bed in the morning has been hard. Like that sort of response to it. And I think a lot of people have really stopped doing work at this point, which is really disheartening just because of how hard the teachers worked to make lesson plans that will benefit us, that sort of thing.
Are you talking seniors, or are you talking like the high school in general, or are you
I think seniors especially, but I think high schoolers in general too. I think like senioritis has been really high, and it would have been really high even if we were in school, but just online, and like the idea of it quote unquote being optional just because it's pass or fail has really boosted senioritis to like the next vault, like through the roof, sort of thing. But I think all grades are sort of feeling that, but I think there's more of a motivation for underclassmen to do that work because they're going to probably be going back next year.
And with you, Mac, I guess with Penn State, how things been going?
The teachers have been really, like, all the professors have been super supportive and understanding. Like, there were a couple assignments where it was just like you get the due dates mixed up because like you're online and you're like, oh, it was this one that was due. All the teachers have been like incredibly understanding, like about late assignments or missed assignments. They were incredibly like switching the finals over to an online format. They were all super like clear, like, hey, like, they communicated, this is what the final is going to look like. This is when you can do it. This is the time you have, like, which was very appreciated by all the students, I'm sure, just because it was, finals is stressful enough, much less with how am I going to be taking this final? But the professors have been super supportive and just understanding of everything that's happening and how difficult it is for students. And in terms of students' motivation, definitely same thing with State High, just people, because we're also taking classes pass-fail, we have that option, so people have been doing, like, very, like, minimum amounts just because it's hard to focus on schoolwork during this time.
Hmm. You talk about motivation. Are there things each of you are doing either to may not either stay motivated, but also maybe just for your mental health, wellness, just to, you know, this obviously wasn't what you saw the end of your high school careers coming to an end like this, but I mean, anything that you are doing that has helped you?
Yeah. So each week I'll write out everything I have to do for the week. And then along with that, I make a schedule for each day just so I have a routine that helps me stick to it, helps me to not just lay around all day, which I will do every once in a while, but I try to keep my life as normal as possible. I try not to think too hard about the situation, and also just making sure I'm still being connected with people. I like my friends and things like that, and not isolating myself because I am literally in isolation, but so making sure my mental health is at my best that it can be, and talking to people and having a routine, things like that to help me stay motivated.
Yeah, I do the same thing with the list, but I don't really assign it a day. I don't really have a schedule just because having that stresses me out. If I don't get everything done on it, then I start to just self-deprecate and everything, which I'm also trying to not do during this time. But that sort of thing, making sure that I'm trying to get some physical activity in, maybe just going for a walk around my neighborhood with my sister and our dogs or whatever, or finding a video online for beginner yoga or something, those sorts of things. And I've also been making sure that I'm reaching out to friends, and, I text them a lot. They don't really text as much, but that's okay because they understand. And just because we're in physical isolation doesn't mean that we have to be in like mental isolation, if that makes sense. Like making sure that even if we are in our own separate houses, we can still be connected and still be talking to one another. And sort of, we spend a lot of time on FaceTime, like a few nights a week, maybe like 5 hours plus sort of thing. We don't really talk a lot, but we're just there for each other, those sort of things. And whenever it gets really nice outside, we did it like 2 weekends ago, but we met at my house in my backyard and we had separate islands. Like, we set up blankets like 6 feet plus apart, and we just kind of sat there in the nice weather and made sure that like we were together kind of, but
yeah. Definitely, like, when classes were happening, to make sure that I was like getting out of bed and going to them and stuff, I would like take my computer and put it downstairs, which was kind of like a get out of bed. And then also, like, my parents are also working from home right now, so it was kind of like an accountability, like, they're gonna notice if I don't go. But creating like a schedule of the work that I would have to do for the week was a thing, definitely a big part of it. I have like thrown myself into different creative projects just to like give myself something to do other than just like lay around, and definitely have reached out to friends through multiple different like platforms and in multiple different ways.
That's great. I guess if each of you want, may just talk about where you're going after high school, or well, continuation of that. And what are you, how do you feel this maybe experience will, has maybe helped you in any way, if you think it has, in going forward with your college careers?
Yeah, so I am going to Washington College in Maryland, and I'm majoring in anthropology because I would like to become an archaeologist, maybe, hopefully. And so, yeah, this experience has taught me a lot about myself and the world, and just how much the humankind can endure and the type of leadership we all have. And I think this pandemic has brought out the true colors in just about everyone and taught everyone how they personally can face hardship and difficulty like this, and then also how the world does it too, and it teaches you a lot about yourself and just humanity in general. So that's a really helpful tool.
Yeah. I'm going to be going to Penn State and majoring in education. I'm not really sure what level yet, if I'm doing elementary or secondary, but that's for later. We'll have to figure that out now. But I think that this time has really allowed me to reflect on what I want to do in my future, and also just to second what Maddie was talking about with the resiliency of just humanity, and also sort of, I think that this time has brought out everyone's true colors kind of in terms of how people are responding to it. Those sorts of things have been really helpful for me just growing up and becoming an adult, and how sometimes things like this are going to happen. It's inevitable, and how to really respond to these sorts of things.
So I just finished up my first semester at Penn State. I'm majoring in political science. Not sure if I'll stick with that, and not sure what I'll do afterwards, but yeah. And in terms of what it's taught me a lot about online school and like time management. I've definitely learned a lot more about technology in these past couple weeks than I have before. And a lot more about like time management and making sure assignments get done. It's also with what Maddie and Sid were saying, seeing like people's like true colors and stuff on how they handle this, on how they react to this type of thing.
That's great. Well, I want to wish all three of you good luck, and it's, I guess, on behalf of the community, you know, it's, we're too bad that this is how your high school career is coming to an end, but thank you for joining us, and good luck as you finish up high school or continue on your college semester and go on to college.
Thank you.
Thank you.
take time to congratulate all the class of 2020, regardless of any the school districts you're from, and even from Penn State University. Congratulations. Obviously, it was a challenging finish to your school year, to everyone's school year, but especially yours as you try to wrap it up. But congratulations. We wish you well on whatever path you're going on, whether you're going into college, whether you're starting a career. Congratulations. We wish you well. Well, we also want to say thank you to all the teachers and administrators out there who made this pivot to finishing up the school year online. I know as a father of two young boys that the State College Area School District and the teachers there have been just amazing in helping students work through and get through the school year. We thank you. We hope you get to have a restful summer, although maybe that might not be the case as you try to plan out the fall, an unknown fall right now. But thank you for all the work that you did to finish up the school year. Some events happening online with at SCLO or through SCLO. Our children's department has put together a pretty great calendar of events for the summer. It's online, sclolibrary.org. It is, again, once again, with summer reading, there's just a lot of virtual events. All of our events are going to be online. And one that's coming up this Saturday, June 6th, is a reptile show. Jesse Rothacker from the Forgotten Friend Reptile Sanctuary in Lancaster County. He's going to be showing some special creatures online. Registration is required, so go to sclolibrary.org for registration. That's at 11 a.m. June 6th. And the Children's Department twice a week is going to be having virtual desk hours. So if you have any questions about summer reading or some recommendations for your children to read books to, for your children to read this summer, on Tuesdays and Fridays, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. and also 1 to 3 p.m., the Children's Desk is going to have virtual desk hours. So you can visit online at sclolibrary.org, and the link will be there for you to get. And it'll be you'll be put in a waiting room if there's someone already talking to the librarian that's working those hours at that time. But if you have any questions on summer reading or looking for some book recommendations for your kid, that'd be a great chance to talk to a children's librarian from SCLO. On Wednesday, June 10th, I'll be co-hosting an event on podcasting, Podcast 101, Exploring the World Through Audio. And I'll be co-hosting this with Jenna Spinelli. She does the Democracy Works podcast, and we'll just be talking about how podcasts have become popular, how they've grown in popularity, some of the different genres out there, how you can listen to them. We'll get a little bit maybe into how they are produced, but that's not what this event's about. That could be for a future event. But if you enjoy podcasts or just getting interested in them, that'd be a great thing to check out. It's 10:30 a.m. on June 10th. Register online at sclolibrary.org. And teens, there's going to be a teen book chat happening each week this summer, starting on Wednesday, June 10th, from 4 to 4:30 p.m. This is we're working with State College Area School District middle school librarians, and it's for 12 to 17 years old. And the first one is June 10th, where they'll be announcing the Book Madness titles for 2020-2021. So again, you can register online, sclolibrary.org, for that. And of course, while the building's closed and you're waiting to get your books, we have our digital library with ebooks, e-audiobooks, video streaming with Canopy and Hoopla, some great videos, films you can find there, as well as on Hoopla you can find ebooks and e-audiobooks, as well as music to download. Sclolibrary.org, you can find out all that information. Follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube. This is where all the latest information will be about how to pick up books and in terms of what's going on with the building. And I want to thank Mac and Sydney and Madeline again for joining us. And congratulations to the class of 2020. We wish you well. We hope you have a great summer before starting your next step in college. And until next time, take care, everyone.